Numbers. Chapter 7. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle, and had anointed it, and sanctified it, and all the furnishings thereof, both the altar and all its vessels, and had anointed them, and sanctified them, that the leaders of Israel, heads of the house of their fathers, who were the leaders of the tribes, and were over them that were numbered, offered. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox, and they brought them before the tabernacle. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take it from them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them unto the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave unto the sons of Merari, according unto their service, unto the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear them upon their shoulders. And the leaders offered for the dedicating of the altar in the day that it was anointed, even the leaders offered their offering before the altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, They shall offer their offering, each leader on his day, for the dedicating of the altar. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nishan the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his offering was 1 silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them were full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 spoon of 10 shekels of gold, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. And 4 a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nishan the son of Amminadab. On the second day Nathanael the son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, did offer. He offered for his offering 1 silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 spoon of gold of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. And 4 a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathanael the son of Zuar. On the third day Eliab the son of Helon, leader of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. And 4 a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day Eleazar the son of Shedder, leader of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. And 4 a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eleazar the son of Shedder. On the fifth day Shalumel the son of Zerahaddai, leader of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day Eliasaph the son of Deuel, leader of the children of Gad, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. On the seventh day Elisama the son of Ammihud, leader of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elisama the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day offered Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, leader of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. On the ninth day Abidan the son of Gideoni, leader of the children of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day Ahiezer the son of Ammishaddai, leader of the children of Dan, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer the son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day Pagiel the son of Ochran, leader of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. one golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel the son of Ochran. On the 12th day Ahira the son of Enan, leader of the children of Naphtali, offered. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, in the day when it was anointed, by the leaders of Israel, 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold. Each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70, all the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, with their grain offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 20 and 4 bullocks, the rams 60, the male goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar, after it was anointed. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony, from between the 2 cherubim, and he spoke unto him.